The one universal spiritual teaching that has remained constant through time and in every culture is the ultimate realization that all there is the one supreme light, power, intelligence, and bliss of pure presence. And that light of consciousness is all-pervading and all-encompassing, and the entire cosmos is made of that light. There is no other substance, and there is nothing different from that light. Nothing exists except that one supreme, infinite, absolute self. Nothing and no one exists except as a manifestation of that one intelligent, luminous presence. And that light is eternal and unchanging, regardless of how the will that emanates from that light creates apparent changes in a flow of apparent time, in apparent space. All of that is simply an appearance within the light itself and is not different from the constant projection of the light. And therefore, nothing ever happens. Nothing ever is, was, or shall be other than that light. And that light determines whether those collapsed quantum and qualium wave functions that consider themselves as separate entities will realize or not realize the truth of who we are. And whether that is realized or not makes absolutely no difference, because it is entirely in the hands of the Supreme Intelligence, not of those apparent entities. And therefore there is nothing who can do anything to change the will of God, because there is nothing other than that. Even if that will causes a particular node of fractal consciousness within a collapsed form to misunderstand, to be ignorant of the truth, to be rebellious against the truth. All of that, whatever it is that occurs, is the act of God, not of any individual whose role is determined entirely by that supreme intelligence. And there is no free will other than that will of God. And once one has surrendered to that will with love, the benign nature of that supreme, intelligent, luminous presence is such that the consciousness who is in that state of adoration receives the grace of the full attunement and absorption into the absolute knowledge of the real and the absolute eternal being of the real that does not depend on the existence of a collapsed quantum wave form as the carrier of that consciousness, but the entire ocean of consciousness that contains every cosmos is none other than oneself. And it is this realization that there is only one light. When that light chooses to make the realization itself universal, the consciousness that is the cosmos itself reflects the ecstatic beauty and goodness and coherence and order of that intelligent light to produce a world in which there is no conflict, because there is only the one light in complementary forms that all recognize and appreciate and act in concert and harmony to produce a symphony of beauty that is remembered throughout the ages as the golden age, the Sat Yuga, when every light is lit. And it is this moment that we are in now of Sangam Yuga, in which those who choose to have their light lit will then co-create that new world. A world in which no such entity as an ego would ever be found, but the ecstatic delight of the one self will be again present in all and as all. And so it is at this moment that the grace that enables the co-creation of a new world, as this world is dying in its last throes of conflict and hatred and ignorance and the foolish misuse of technology to self-destruct those who wield it. It is at this moment that the grace of the new creation is brought into being by those with the wisdom and the power and the love and the courage to surrender the ego entirely, instantly, into that one light. And for those whose surrender is complete and total and final, the intensity of the grace becomes infinite in its power. And the only question that should be in the hearts of all is, how much of that intensity of grace do you wish to be filled with and to emanate and transmit? And what role do you want to play in the service of God at this time when God is creating the new world through those volunteers whose capacity for love and for overcoming the ego demon of separative narrative, those will be given that power to heal, to transform, to create, to sustain, and to bring inconceivable beauty into the creation. It is this moment in which that grace is offered to all who want that only and have no other priorities than union with God. And this is the one power of freedom of will that is given to the individual human soul to choose God or the sensory world of the ego and its narratives, the light or the darkness, the bliss or the suffering, the freedom or the bondage. Choose. And that choice will determine your destiny in every lifetime to follow for eternity. Recognize the priceless importance of this moment. And if you do, the fullness of that anugraha, that shaktipat, that ultimate grace of union shall be granted. And all that comes with it shall be realized as your true nature. You are here because you have the wisdom and the courage to make that choice, to transcend the ego and be free. May freedom reign forever. May you be filled with the peace, the serenity, the contentment that comes of having chosen to belong to God and to be one with the light and the bliss and the will and the freedom of God consciousness. And may you have the deeper peace. peace of the silence, of that purity of presence beyond all thought constructs and all possible mental movements, into the essential pleroma of the Absolute Self. And may you know the supreme, blissful, triumphant peace of realizing that you are the source of that light, that bliss, that power, that intelligence, that purity. And you have never left your place as the source of all that ever shall become a manifest reflection of your being. Namaste.